right, welcome to another edition of the program. You're listening to Win for Your Dad Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I am your host. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And today is Super Tuesday, February 5th, 2008. And it really should be called Stupid Tuesday, considering all the crazy results that I'm seeing coming from the TV set. You know, I just spent literally an hour and a half of my time watching the results on all the major networks. Turned on C-SPAN, turned on CNN, Fox News, all the corporate-controlled media networks. And it is a complete and total fiasco. And of course, I'll be honest with you, I expected nothing less. It looks as if Hillary Clinton and John McCain are going to be running off in the general election. John McCain for the Republicans, Hillary Clinton for the Democrats. That looks to be what they're setting up here. And I simply do not believe Andy's results that are coming out of the TV set. All right, we got Ron Paul pretty much getting like anywhere between 3 and 7% in all these different states. Now, either there is massive electoral fraud going on here, which has been documented time and time again with these ridiculous electronic voting machines, or the average American is just a complete idiot. What is it? We have 70-plus percent of the people against the war, and you're telling me that these people are going to vote for John McCain or Hillary Clinton, two people that are pro-war, pro-military-industrial complex? It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. And you're telling me that nobody even voted for Mike Gravel, who's the most anti-war candidate on the Democrat side, and Ron Paul, who's the most anti-war candidate on the Republican side? You're telling me that Ron Paul, what's the most amount of votes that he got in a state? I'm looking at the results here. He got like 7 or 8%, I think it was in New York so far. And they're still tabulating the results, but all this is staged. It's just theatrics. You know, how are we even supposed to know if these numbers are real? We had CNN, Fox, all these major networks. They're actually calling races when there was 0% of the precincts in. I was watching this. Like, how can you call a race when there's 0% of the precincts in? It's completely and totally ridiculous. Absolutely staged and complete and total theater by the mass media complex. This is what they do. They convince people there's a reality out there, and then they stage the reality. And this is what we're seeing. Because I find it hard to believe that Ron Paul is only getting 3 to 6 to 7% in these states. And what we'll do is after the break, we're going to go down all these different states and we'll analyze some of the results. Of course, it looks like John McCain is going to take the majority of these states. You know, they gave Huckabee a few states because they're selling the whole Bible Belt deal, and Romney's going to take a few. I guess he took Massachusetts. But we're going to get into all these results after this break, which is coming up in a few seconds. But besides Stupid Tuesday, we'll also get into a bunch of news here. I've got a lot of stuff that I'm going to cover. I am going to play this ABC news clip from KVUE about the Willie Nelson story. I think that's important whenever celebrities come out about 9/11. I think that is important and it warrants coverage because, you know, as sad as it is in this country, people actually pay attention more to what celebrities have to say than they do politicians, than they do experts in particular fields. So I think this is a big story. We're going to play that clip. Got a bunch of our stuff we're going to talk about. The economy is a big one. More news on this cable cuts, these Middle Eastern cable cuts, and lots more. But we'll be back on our side. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht käuflich. Sehnsucht bleibt unerreicht. Reißrätsel winken. Nimmer satt. Kein Mitleid für die Mehrheit.
All right, welcome back to the show. And we're going to dive right into these election results that have been coming in. And I'm getting these results from CNN.com, the Communist News Network. And let's go over some of these different results that we have. In Alabama, looks like it's a race between Huckabee and McCain. And they both currently have 39% of the vote. Of course, this is the Republican side. And we've got Romney trailing. He's got around 18%. And Ron Paul's got 3%. On the Democrat side of it, Obama's the projected winner with 57% of the vote. Hillary Clinton with 41%. That's what's going on with Alabama. And let me see. We have Arizona. Don't have any results in there yet. Arkansas. Mike Huckabee has been declared the winner on the Republican side. Hillary Clinton has been declared the winner on the Democrat side. No big surprise there. I mean, do you honestly think that Clinton was going to lose Arkansas? No. Same thing with Huckabee. They're from that state. So clearly, they were destined to win. And Ron Paul, he captured so far with... How many precincts reporting? Okay, we got 12% of the precincts reporting on the Republican side, 13% reporting on the Democrat side. Ron Paul has 4% of the vote thus far. And let me see here. On the Alabama primaries, let me see here. Okay, yeah, they got 48% reporting on the Republican side, 49% reporting on the Democrat side. Forgot to mention that. So that's Alabama and Arkansas. California is... Well, they're still voting, so they're probably not going to be announcing results until a little bit later since they're on the West Coast. Same thing with Colorado, still waiting on results. Connecticut was called for John McCain with 54% of the precincts reporting. He's got 51% of the vote. And let me see here. Ron Paul has 4% of the vote so far. That's on the Republican side of it. The Democrat side of it, it's still undecided between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Obama so far has 50% of the vote, and Hillary Clinton has 47%, with 54% of the precincts reporting for the Democrats. Delaware got 100% of the precincts in. John McCain won with 45% of the vote on the Republican side of it. Ron Paul got 4%. And on the Democrat side of it, you have Barack Obama with 53% of the vote. And he has been declared the winner in that one. Hillary Clinton got 42% of the vote. Georgia, it's still undecided on the Republican side of it, with 67% of the precincts reporting. Mike Huckabee, with 35% of the vote, is leading. That state has been called for Barack Obama on the Democrat side of it, with 68% of the precincts reporting. And let me see how many other states that we have. Well, we got quite a few. Let me just try to condense these as quickly as I can. Idaho, the Democrats are only ones doing their primary in Idaho, and actually it's a caucus, excuse me, the Idaho caucuses. Barack Obama so far has 73% of the state delegates, and Hillary Clinton has 23% of the state delegates. Going out to Illinois, John McCain has been declared the winner on the Republican side, but with 29% of the precincts reporting. Ron Paul managed to get 5%. And on the Democrat side of it, no surprise here, Barack Obama has been projected the winner. And he has 66% of the vote, with 31% of the precincts reporting. Hillary Clinton captured 32% of the vote so far. But it looks like Barack Obama is going to win that. What else do we have here? Well, there's a bunch of them. The bottom line is, as I go through all these results, it looks like John McCain is going to end up becoming the Republican nominee. John McCain is going to win New York, according to these projections. He also looks like, let me see here, what else is he? Well, he looks like he's finishing pretty strong in Oklahoma, and the same thing with Tennessee, even though that's still pretty tight between him and Huckabee. And all these states, I got, what is it, Oklahoma, 3% for Ron Paul. Tennessee, we have 6% for Ron Paul. And what else do we have here? 7% for Ron Paul in New York. Surprisingly, he did. He has actually done the best so far in New York in the primaries, which is interesting. Let me see what else we have here. The Montana caucuses, Ron Paul, unfortunately, is in fourth place with 14% of the state delegates. Looks like John McCain may possibly win that. He's in a horse race with Mitt Romney. I mean, there's so many results here. It's just, we have a bunch of states just doing all their primaries and caucuses. It's hard to go through all of it. But it looks as if John McCain is going to win the majority of these states. Now, I'm actually hoping that Mike Huckabee is going to pick up as many states as possible. And it looks like he's going to pick up some of the Bible Belt states, which would be big. Because the more states that he picks up, the more likely we'll see a broker convention. So I'm actually rooting for Mike Huckabee to pick up some states here. And he's got a chance of picking up Missouri. And what else? Our state says they have a chance. He has a chance in Oklahoma, even though McCain is 5% ahead of him in that state. And it looks like Huckabee has a good chance in Tennessee. He's currently ahead. Let me see what our states he has a chance in. Georgia's in our state. He's actually winning that one. McCain is close behind him. Huckabee's got 35%. McCain with 32%. So I'm hopeful that Huckabee is going to pick up as many states as possible. It looks like Mitt Romney has had an extremely poor showing. So far, he's only going to pick up Massachusetts so far. And possibly, well, it's early. 7% of the precincts reporting in the Minnesota caucuses. Ron Paul's in fourth place there with 15%. But Mitt Romney's ahead with 32% of the state delegates so far in that one. You know, that's pretty much what's going on the Republican side. Looks like John McCain is going to end up taking the majority of it, with Mike Huckabee picking up some states here and there in the Bible Belt. On the Democrat side of it, it looks as if Hillary Clinton is going to be picking up the majority of the high delegate states, and then Barack Obama is going to pick up the majority of the states where there's low delegate tolls. So I think what you're going to see here is you're going to see Hillary Clinton pick up the high delegate states. She's probably going to win California and all the other high delegate states, but Barack Obama has been picking up a lot of our states with the lower delegate tolls. Yeah, Hillary Clinton is going to win New York, for example. And, of course, the big one is California. That's the big one. A lot of delegates are to be rewarded in California. So, but really, what it boils down to is that you look at what the media is doing, it looks as if Hillary Clinton is going to be the nominee for the Democrats. I mean, just the way the media is behaving, it's pretty obvious that that is what these people want to do. And they want to have John McCain run up against Hillary Clinton so he can be the loser. Because conservatives are not going to vote for John McCain. It's a joke. The guy is pro-amnesty. He voted for that McCain-Feingold bill. And all this other nonsense. He wants to be in Iraq for 100 years. The man's insane. But that's what they're trying to set up because they know that John McCain's an easy target in a general election. And we have some calls holding, so let's get to the calls and have some of the callers comment on some of these results. It's completely insane. The bottom line is this whole thing is just a stage circus. I don't trust any of these results. You know, I'm just supporting what they are giving us, and I don't believe any of these results. I think Ron Paul did a lot better in a lot of these states. And for him to just pick up 5%, 6%, 7%, you know, either we have massive electoral fraud, the American people are just not ready for this message, or it's just a combination of everything. And I think that might be the most likely answer. But let's get to the calls. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut. Henry, you're on the air. Henry, are you there? Okay, let's go to Byron in Canada. Byron, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I want to ask you a couple of questions, then I got a comment. You were saying you hope Huckabee wins, so it'll be a brokered convention. God,
yes.
I forgot the. Well, what good is that going to do for Ron Paul? Ron Paul's got 12 delegates, and if he continues to perform the way he has been tonight, what say is he going to have with 12 delegates?
Well, I mean, it's still early. He could pick up some more. You know, I'm just trying. It's just wishful thinking. You know.
Yeah, but
the
thing is, what will probably happen is Huckabee will probably throw in with McCain, and McCain will probably make him his vice president, and then all of a sudden the conservatives and the fundamentalist Christians, they'll vote for McCain with Huckabee on there.
Huckabee is a vice presidential candidate. That'd be interesting.
Wouldn't that be something with Clinton or Hillary with ready for president and the other one and Huckabee with the vice president? I tell you what, the Republicans would have a hell of a chance of getting the presidency again. Honest to God, I truly, honestly believe that. They'd have a dang good chance of getting the presidency. Hey, I want to ask you a question on Ron Paul. Ron Paul... I forget the guy that runs his campaign was on Alex Jones today. And, of course, he was asking for more money and all of this. And, you know, Ron Paul, I think there's a lot of people, maybe like you said, they're not ready for his message or whatever, but yet you keep hearing they say they want change, and who are they voting for, McCain and Clinton? Which, where's the change there? Either the American people, like you said, are just dumber than a bag of nails, or, you know, I don't know what it is, but don't you think Ron Paul has cut his own throat when he came out, when they asked him right straight out if he believed in 9/11 being a government job, and I mean, he flat out just threw it back into the people that support him, which I would say are most of them are 9/11 truthers. Just slapped him at both sides of their face when he just absolutely almost called them, you know, nuts, and that he wished they would, you know, knock it off.
We have to break. We'll be back on our side and we'll continue this. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, welcome back to the show. And we got Byron from Canada on the line. And the reason why I'm hoping to have a broker convention, as unlikely as this may be, when you have a broker convention, you have all of these different delegates. They come in, and then they argue over who they should nominate. Now, yeah, it's pretty likely that Huckabee would just throw his delegates behind McCain. But, you know, it's better than just having McCain just be out there and be the 100% nominee. So that's kind of why I'm hoping for a broker convention at this point, because I think it's clear with these results that Ron Paul is not going to be the Republican nominee.
Ron Paul needs to, if they have another debate, and especially if he's being snubbed, he just needs to tell them to go to hell, and if he's got any money left, to pull out and either go as a third candidate or just drop out and quit taking people's money. I mean, the people, as far as I know, they've pumped in about $27 million in his into this run. I think more money than Huckabee's got, and yet Huckabee has just outperformed him all to heck. And you know, why waste the people's money? As far as I'm concerned, unless he runs as a third party, whether he'd have any help or hope or not, I don't know. But the thing is, you know, if people really want change. And if he stood up and started saying, hey, you know, there's some things going on with 9/11 and different incidents of the Iraqi war and the lies and everything that, you know, these people that they want back in power are the ones that lied to get us in that war. So if the people really want change, he almost has to leave the Republican Party and get out on his own. That's my opinion. I live in Canada, even though I'm an American citizen. Unfortunately, what happens down there is what, you know, basically is we get the after effect of it.
Sure. I absolutely agree with you. I think, you know, what we're going to see here is Ron Paul may potentially run as an independent. I hope he does, just for the sake of the fact that the whole freedom message will continue through his campaign. You know, even if he doesn't win the general election, even if he only gets 3%, 4% of the vote or whatever, at least he's out there spreading the message of freedom. I think that's what's most important.
Well, can you imagine,
is there anything else that's on your mind?
Yeah, can you imagine what he could do, him being in the government? And I think people respect him. I think even the other candidates running against him, deep down they have a lot of respect for him. Can you imagine, and I mean there's so much proof out there, Lee, that, you know, if he went out there and he said, hey, you know, there's corruption in this government that has to be looked at, you know, and investigated. Could you imagine, you know, if 40% of the American people say that they believe the government was involved in 9/11 or knew something about it, could you imagine, you know, he'd have a good chance of getting a large percentage of that vote if the polls are correct in saying that 40% of the Americans believe that the government was involved? Anyhow, I'll hang up, and maybe some other people will phone in and they can throw their two cents in.
All right, thanks for the call, Byron. I just got a bunch of news to get into, but great call. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. And, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just frustrating. It's extremely frustrating because what's really driving me crazy about this whole thing is that you have Barack Obama and you have Hillary Clinton and you have Mitt Romney, and these people are saying that they're the change candidate. They don't represent change. None of these people do. The only change candidate that's out there is Ron Paul. He's the only candidate that is the true change candidate. And it's driving me crazy every time I tune on the TV. I mean, I was watching C-SPAN before I came on air, and literally, I was losing my mind. I saw this one caller. They asked her, oh, well, why'd you vote for Barack Obama? And then she was just spitting out these different sound bites that has been regurgitated from what she's heard on the corporate-controlled media. She said, oh, well, I think Barack Obama represents change, and I think that he's really got the youth movement behind him, and I think he's going to change things. And she didn't mention one damn thing about how he's specifically going to implement this change, just that he represents change and that he's charismatic and he's black. And that's why we need to vote for him, because he's young, black, and charismatic, and he represents change. That was the whole argument as to why she voted for him. It's insane. None of these other candidates are talking about anything remotely to what change really is. What I consider change is getting rid of 90% of these government institutions that are bankrupting this country, withdrawing our troops from foreign lands. That is major, massive change. You don't hear Barack Obama talking about that. If we really want to fix things, the first thing we have to do is change our foreign policy and bring all of our troops back home and save all that money so we can save all these different programs that people have grown to rely upon. Fix our infrastructure. Fix the economy. And my goodness, I mean, it's just crazy what they're doing. And these people still believe that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, oh, they represent change, when they're the exact opposite of change. I mean, it's total and complete madness. I mean, what more do you want me to say? What more do you want me to say? I mean, I could go over these results again. I could just go down the list. But, I mean, all you need to know is that Ron Paul, according to the majority of these results, he got between 3% up to 7% so far in all these Super Tuesday results. And that's probably where he's going to end in all of these states. The caucus states, yeah, he might do a little better in the caucus states. But it looks like he's getting shut out of those as well. He got shut out of West Virginia. Well, I think maybe Huckabee gave him a few delegates as part of some deal. I was reading something about that. But, you know, I'm looking at this, and it just doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. Let me see. Minnesota, he's in fourth place. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens, but I think he needs to seriously consider looking at an independent run for president. But anyway, we'll be back on our side, and we'll get into all this our news. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back to the show, and we got a big segment coming up here. Lots of stuff to get into. I'm just frustrated with the Super Tuesday results. I mean, this just really is Stupid Tuesday after looking at all of this craziness here. This is just insane. Well, we have 70% of the American people against the war, and no, you're not going to vote for a true anti-war candidate. I mean, what's wrong with you people? Either we have a lot of stupid people out there voting, or these elections are totally rigged, or it's a combination of both of these things. And I hate to be mean out there, but my goodness. Why on earth would you vote for any of these candidates besides Ron Paul? And what, do you people like being enslaved? Do you not like freedom? Do you not like the Constitution? Do you not like America? I mean, what is wrong with these people that are going out there voting for Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and expect to see change? You know, you people are mentally ill, and I think you need to get some serious help. And this is exactly why our country is going right down the drain. It's going right down the drain because people are not informed. They don't understand any of the issues. And after hearing some of the callers that were calling up on C-SPAN. I mean, some of these people, it's amazing where they're getting any information. It's all come from the corporate control press. They believe everything these people say, and they think it's real. They think that this is reality, that Hillary Clinton actually represents change with experience. It doesn't matter what sort of experience. It doesn't matter what sort of change. It doesn't matter that there's no substance behind any of it. No, they just buy all the crap that's put out in the corporate control press, and they just eat it up. It's absolutely disgusting. And just to recap, in case you just tuned in, it doesn't look like Ron Paul is going to pick up any states at this point. None that I could tell. Of course, he may do well in Alaska. He may do well in Alaska, but I'm not sure when they're actually going to be announcing those results. Probably going to be quite some time from now. And, you know, it just doesn't look good for the Ron Paul campaign. But, of course, as I said before, you have the electronic voting machines. That's one problem. And you have an uninformed American population that listens to all the garbage on the establishment media, and they don't even report news anymore. They do not report news. They don't report any information. You're actually better off not watching the media. You're actually more informed if you don't watch the media, because they spread so much misinformation and spin, you can't make heads or tails out of what's really going on. It's impossible to. They don't report the news. It's just disgusting. But anyway, just, I don't know. You can check out the results online. They're on CNN.com and a number of our sites. It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. Let me get into some of the star news that I promised I'd cover. We have some updates on these cable cuts in the Middle East. This one is from United Arab Emirates. There's this news website, Al-Bawababa. That's a website. And they're talking about the 5 cable cuts. I'm sorry if I butchered that. It's some, yeah, Al-Bawaba. Yeah, that's the website, albawaba.com. And the report says, regarding the cable cuts, internet connectivity still remains slow in several Middle East countries due to the cable damage near Egypt, Iran, and Dubai. An improvement is not expected soon, as operators claim there are many complexities involving in fixing the problem. In addition, all voice calls, corporate data, and video traffic were also affected. And it goes on to say, a total of 5 cables being operated by 2 submarine cable operators have been damaged with a fault in each. So now we're seeing reports of 5 of these huge internet and telecommunications cables being cut. This is a clear-cut case of sabotage. And I'm not sure where this is going. This is obviously very serious. I personally believe this is in direct response to the Iranian oil bourse, which is set to take off very, very soon. They said that they would be officially launching the bourse between February 1st and February 11th, and it looks like that they're going to try to do that. So I believe that this is in direct response to the oil bourse. But of course, there may be a more nefarious purpose behind this. They could be preparing for an invasion of Iran. They could be getting ready to bomb Iran. And considering that ridiculous incident with the speedboats, the Gulf of Tonkin-like incident they tried to set up with those speedboats just a short period of time ago, you know, nothing would surprise me. But this is a clear-cut case of sabotage. And they tried to say, oh, well, ship's anchors may have caused that. Are you kidding me? You're telling me that a ship drags its anchors? Or anchor? I mean, they don't do that. You drop the anchor so the ship stays in one place. You don't drop the anchor and then continue to go about your way. This is a stupid cover story for that. This is clearly a case of sabotage, most likely by our friends in the military-industrial complex. We can go on to some other news. What else do we have here? FDIC gears up for large bank failure. That's an article from MarketWatch. The FDIC is gearing up for the prospect of a large bank failure. It says it right from MarketWatch. And then it goes into the FDIC, how risky uninsured bank deposits are all over the place. And the bottom line is, it doesn't matter how much the FDIC protects the funds in your bank account. Because if the dollar goes to zero value, it doesn't matter if they insure your money up to $1 billion. It doesn't matter. But interesting story here, gearing up for a large bank failure. You know, and of course, some more economic news here. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 370 points. Yep. with all the stupid Tuesday fiascos going on here, not a lot of people want to talk about the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunging nearly 370 points. And this is after massive interest rate cuts. The economy is falling apart around us. The Dow Jones Industrial Average should be around 5,000 points. Priced in dollars back in the year 2000-2001. If the Dow Jones Industrial Average maintained its value, the Dow Jones Industrial Average would be like around 24,000 right now. It's insane. So you have the Dow plunging 370 points, another sign that the economy is completely unraveling. And tying this back into the oil bourse that Iran is starting up, this is, of course, this bourse that they're setting up to trade oil, gas, all sorts of commodities and other currencies besides the dollar. And that, what that bourse is going to do is it's going to devalue the dollar because there's going to be less demand for the dollar when they set up that bourse. So that's something to keep an eye on. And that's why I think these cable cuts, the timing of them, is just so suspicious. Because clearly, cutting these internet cables is going to disrupt the operation of the bourse. You know, and that's why you're seeing all these different problems with internet connectivity in our countries that would most likely be participating in the oil bourse, the Iranian oil bourse. So, you know, all very, very suspicious. Obviously, something big is going on here. And, of course, there's a complete media blackout on these cable cuts in the mass media complex here in the United States. When this is a massive, massive news story. Massive news story. And we're the only ones covering it because the idiots in the mass media complex will not do their job. Because they're a bunch of cowards. And I'd say, in many cases, they're a bunch of criminals. Because they're not doing their job. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. What else do we have here? Problems in early Super Tuesday voting. This one's from rawstory.com. And apparently there were some reports of malfunctioning voting machines in New Jersey and some other things. And there's more problems in California. Unfortunately, I don't have enough time to get into this, but there were reported voting irregularities in California. Apparently some people weren't able to vote when they got to the polling areas and some other stuff, and you got the stuff in New Jersey that I just mentioned. You know, I'm sure there's a lot more that's going to be reported as some of this information gets put out there because, I mean, these electronic voting machines have been a complete disaster, and they've been designed to be a disaster so the establishment could steal elections and they could spit out all these results like what we're seeing today with the Stupid Tuesday results. Just unbelievable. We need to go back to a paper ballot. Paper ballot, count them by hand. That way it reduces the prospect of fraud. What else do we have here? U.S. Intel says Al-Qaeda to spread out of Iraq, from the Associated Press. The director of National Intelligence said Tuesday he's concerned that Al-Qaeda in Iraq is shifting its focus to attacks elsewhere in the region. They may deploy resources to mount attacks outside the country, Mike McConnell told a Senate hearing, although he said that fewer than 100 terrorists have moved to establish cells in our countries. I mean, give me a break. Are we expected to believe anything out of the government? That all these terrorists are spreading out of Iraq and they want to kill everybody? The whole war on terror is a fraud. It's a proven fraud. And Al-Qaeda is just a front group for the CIA. They don't even exist. It's not even a real organization. But they just say, oh, Al-Qaeda or groups tied to Al-Qaeda pulled off this operation. Well, technically that's true because all these operations are pulled off by Western intelligence agencies. And the CIA is a group that is closely affiliated with Al-Qaeda. What else do we have here? Let me see. Platinum hits record high. Price of platinum has hit a record high, which is another sign that we're seeing massive amounts of inflation. I'm not just talking 1%, 2%, like they try to convince everybody that the CPI is saying, oh, well, we only have inflation at 1%, 2% because the CPI or the core inflation statistic. Maybe I get my terms mixed up, but the core inflation statistic. When you see that number 2%, that doesn't include food. It doesn't include energy. So hey, if you don't eat, you don't use gasoline, you're all set. Then you can look at that core inflation statistic. You say, oh, that's just fine. It doesn't include things that people actually need. What we're likely seeing is we're seeing inflation around 15%. when you consider how the price of gold and the price of silver is skyrocketing. That's a clear-cut sign of inflation. And you see platinum, that's hitting a record high. That's primarily due to the fact that there was an electricity supply crisis in South Africa. But it's still interesting that platinum is reaching these record levels. It's more of an industrial metal, but it still has some monetary value. You have platinum coins that are made, and there's a shortage of those. So this is another key indicator that we're seeing massive amounts of inflation being put into the marketplace by the Federal Reserve. And these interest rate cuts certainly are not going to help matters. And neither is this oil bourse that Iran is bringing online. Let me see what else we have here. Oh my goodness, there's so much news to talk about. Floating rubbish dump bigger than the United States. This one's from news.com.au. It has been described as the world's largest rubbish dump, or the Pacific plastic soup, and it is starting to alarm scientists. It is a vast array of plastic debris and other garbage drifting in the northern Pacific Ocean, held there by swirling ocean currents. So you got this big thing of rubbish in the Pacific Ocean, but we're more concerned about global warming and man-made carbon emissions and things that don't matter. It's completely ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. I mean, my goodness. You know? They try to convince you that the environmental problem is based off of man-made carbon emissions, and that's causing global warming, when we can't even prove conclusively that there is any legitimate global warming going on. I mean, it's been cold as hell up here in New Hampshire. I mean, just the other day, it was like around 20 degrees, even below that. You're telling me that we have global warming? I mean, we had record amount of snow in January. They're having a ton of snowfall in China while those people were stranded at that train station trying to get back home. I mean, give me a break. But they sell this whole thing like, oh, this is a horrible environmental problem and we have to fix this. This is horrible. And then they provide a phony solution, which is the carbon credit system, which is nothing more than our tax. And not only that, but it gives the Environmental Protection Agency draconian powers, overreaching powers, in which different businesses are actually going to report their carbon footprint to the EPA. And that's all in Senate Bill 2191, that Joseph Lieberman's pet little project that he's trying to get through the Senate. It's disgusting. So no, we're not going to be concerned with this floating rubbish dump in the Pacific Ocean. We're more concerned about a problem that doesn't exist. And we're not concerned about the depleted uranium situation or the fact that honeybees are dying all over the place. We're not concerned about the genetically modified foods. No, we're not concerned about any of that. No, we're concerned about a phony problem. Because we want our man-made carbon emission tax, and that's that. Because we want to enslave everybody. Let me see what our news we have here. CIA chief says that we waterboarded. And that's interesting. This is from ABC News. CIA Director Michael Hayden confirmed in an open session of Congress Tuesday his agency's use of an interrogation technique may consider torture, a technique at the center of a national debate on the treatment of U.S. detainees in the war on terror and in the war in Iraq. So they admit that they waterboard people. Well, you know, I mean, we already knew that they were doing all this stuff. The torturers admit it. And you saw all that crazy stuff that they did in Abu Ghraib. I mean, they're raping people with battery acid. And they're putting all these people in these humiliating positions. I mean, they're stacking up all these prisoners naked on top of her, taking photos of them, doing all this other weird stuff. I mean, it was complete and total dehumanization. I was embarrassed when I saw those photos. I was embarrassed for our country. That's not what America is supposed to stand for. We're not supposed to stand for torture. We're not supposed to stand for humiliating prisoners and raping people with battery acid. It's disgusting. But for whatever reason, the neoconservatives have somehow convinced people that torturing people is conservative and that perpetual war is conservative and that nation building is conservative. There's nothing conservative about any of that. It's a bunch of garbage. It's nonsense. It's crap. It's not what this country is supposed to stand for. Simply amazing. So we have Hayden saying that, oh, yes, we waterboarded. And, of course, they make these admissions during Stupid Tuesday when you have all this other stuff going on with the election and all the mass media complexes. Focus is on the election versus news items like this. Very interesting. And I know we're running out of time for the break. Oklahoma City College joins Global Corporate College. This one's from the Associated Press. Oklahoma City Community College is one of 20 junior colleges across the nation joining the creation of what's called the Global Corporate College. And that is just blatant New World Order propaganda, getting into internationalism and all this other stuff. We're up against a break. I'll get into the 9/11 news in the last segment. We'll be back right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, welcome back to the show. Last segment here on the program. And real quickly, I wanted to go over some of this 9/11 news. And, of course, as we talked about on the show yesterday, Willie Nelson, he actually came out and questions the official 9/11 story. And our celebrity joined the ranks of those who are questioning the official 9/11 story. I think that's absolutely huge. Okay, just because the way America is today, all right, you have people who pay more attention to what celebrities have to say than you do actual experts in different fields and politicians and people who actually should have more credibility, but they pay more attention to celebrities. That's just the way our culture is. You know, so very, very interesting news story, and KVUE actually reported on it. And, of course, Willie Nelson, he did an interview with Alex Jones, and, you know, the report is based off of that. So let me just play this clip. It's about a minute long.
Radio to make some very controversial comments about 9/11.
Well, how naive are we? What do they think we'll go for?
But first, Willie Nelson makes some controversial comments about 9/11. What he says really happened. Willie Nelson went on national radio today and questioned the official story of what happened on 9/11.
Nelson said the collapse of the World Trade Center towers reminded him of a hotel implosion in Las Vegas. Listen.
The day it happened, I saw one fall, and it was just so symmetrical. And I said, wait a minute, I just saw that last week at the... a casino over in Las Vegas, and you see these implosions all the time, and then the next one fell, and I said, hell, there's another one. And they're trying to tell me that an airplane did it, and that's, you know, I can't go along with that.
Nelson's publicist did not offer a comment tonight, but this is not the first time Willie Nelson has become political. In recent years, he has composed songs against the Iraq War and in favor of gay rights. Nelson also campaigned in favor of Kinky Friedman for governor, of course, governor of Texas.
All right, that's the clip. And yeah, I mean, we have another celebrity on our side for 9/11 truth. I mean, that's huge. Because there are so many problems with the official 9/11 story, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely insane. And the fact that the mass media complex is trying to continue to hide what actually happened on 9/11 is just getting to be absurd. We have our article here dealing with 9/11 from the London Telegraph. 9/11 inquiry. Head tied to shield Bush. I mean, this is nothing new, but now it's being put out into the mass media because they can't contain what's happening. You have people confronting Bill Clinton on 9/11 Truth and all these other prominent individuals within the establishment. They're getting freaked out about this. So now they're trying to change the whole spin of how they spin the 9/11 story. Now they actually have to admit that there were some problems because there are so many problems with the official story. And let me get into this real quick. From the London Telegraph, the head of the commission that investigated the September 11th terrorist attacks had closer ties to the White House than he admitted and tried to limit the Bush administration's responsibility for the incident, a book claims. Philip Zelikow, the 9/11 commission's executive director, allegedly attempted to intimidate staff to avoid findings that would be damaging to President George W. Bush, who was running for re-election, and Condoleezza Rice, his then national security advisor. Now, this is nothing new, all right? But now the corporate-controlled media is now talking about it. And you have this book out there. And this in and of itself is a complete whitewash still. But at least it's one piece of the puzzle that's getting out there. They're basically being forced to admit that the 9/11 Commission was really just stage theater. Because you have all these people that were involved with the establishment that were brought on board to whitewash the whole story for the Bush administration, all the criminals that pulled off that event. Look, 9/11 was an inside job. You had three buildings in one day come down as a result of fire. Not one building has come down like those buildings did as a result of fire in the history of modern engineering. It's ridiculous. It's impossible for those buildings to have come down via fire. They use explosives, okay? There are numerous eyewitnesses that attest to that. But I'm just out of time. Take a look at my website, roguemmert.com, and we'll be back tomorrow to do this again. Take it easy.